Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, Rabbi Levi Shmotkin is a best-selling author, and he's put together a new book, Overcoming Mental Health as a Jewish Nation. Rabbi Levi Shmotkin, thank you for joining us. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Regards from Cape Town.
Cape Town. At least I hope you're having better weather there than we are here. But it is winter, so I guess it whatever it is, it is. Tell us about this new book.
So briefly, Letters for Life distills the private counseling of Lubavitcher Rebbe, mm-hmm. drawing from his 20,000 letters to individuals of all walks of life. It addresses the fear, the insecurity, the worry, the loneliness that we all experience in the modern world. And it explores the way the Rebbe took 3,000 years of Jewish wisdom and brought it down to that emotional experience we all have.
What is the thread? If I had to ask you the thread that you find, or the theme that connects the golden thread through these letters, what would it be?
So someone asked me a few weeks ago if I can put in two words, what is the Rebbe's? They asked into the Rebbe's counseling, and I said mind expansion. What you see again and again the Rebbe aiming to do is to take people, and ourselves included, out of the small rabbit hole of getting entangled into our own negative thoughts and emotions, and to try to expand our emotional world to connect to Hashem, to connect to our neshama, to connect to our role in this world, to connect to someone else and our role to be givers for them. And by doing that, the darkness starts fading and dissipating, liberating us from all that entanglement in the negativity. So it's difficult to try to distill it into just a few sentences, but if you push me to the wall, I would say mind expansion.
What about seeing? Because the one and I'm certainly not enormously knowledgeable on the Rebbe's philosophy, but so much of what I read and what I see in terms of his gift to the world is his ability to see people. Where we live in a world that we're so desperate to be seen. We've got social media, we're screaming for attention, but ultimately that must come from a place of feeling invisible. And from whatever I've seen is his ability to see people for who they are.
Yes, absolutely. And what you keep seeing in letter after letter, in fact, one tool you see the Rebbe utilizing is to show people how within their own letter lies the key to the struggle they spoke about. For example, there is a letter to a dad who wrote to the Rebbe that all the difficulties in his life, and he kept using the phrase that I haven't seen or experienced anything good. You know, it's just been one series of darkness for me, for my children, for my family. And the Rebbe says, he says, one second, look at your own letter and you write about your children. Do you know how many people in the world would give away everything they own just to have one child? And you who have the blessing of children so freely use the phrase that you haven't seen any good. And I just want to note as a side note, the Rebbe himself did not have children.
Right.
And the Rebbe continues, I'm not saying that you don't need anything better in your life. I'm not saying we don't need to work on this. I'm not saying we don't need to pray for more. But the answer, just to zoom out a little bit and look at your very own letter, and you'll see within that itself a new perspective that can help you heal from the unhappiness that's possessing you. And again, you see the Rebbe, like you're saying, seeing people where they're at and also showing them how within where they're at and within the words that they themselves are describing lies perhaps a pathway out of the negative space.
Very, very powerful indeed. If anybody wants to get hold of the book, where can they do so?
So in Johannesburg, the Rabbi Masinter at the Chabad bookstore has, and in Cape Town, the Chabad Center here at Cape Town also has books available. If you're anywhere outside in America, it's on Amazon and any Jewish bookstores.
So we've heard of Amazon here too, so I'm sure we could do that as well. So so thank you for that, Rabbi Levi Shmotkin, best-selling author. He's in South Africa at the moment talking about his new book, which sounds incredibly powerful. It's 8:38.